You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry. And as you get a chance to hear as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan bases, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks. And more. Lull Water is an alternative rock band out of Athens, Georgia that has received critical acclaim for their raw, powerful, and emotionally explosive music and live performances. The group has toured with such A-list brands as Candlebox, Flyleaf, Pacifier, Butcher Babies, Theory of a Dead Man, and more in support of their critically acclaimed releases, Lull Water and Revival. Today, John Strickland joins us to talk to us about their rapid rise to the top of the industry, how they've leveraged their time on the road with some of the biggest names in the business, and discuss how other indie bands can become a success without the backing of a big label. Mr. Strickland, a pleasure to have you with us today on the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Our pleasure, John. So, for starters, tell us how you formed and a little bit about your sound to kick things off today.
Yeah, we started the band in college. The former drummer, who's also one of the founding members, he had a basement on Lowwater Drive. And, we were just college kids and wanted to jam. And they actually called me up, and we practiced in a little grungy, grimy basement in college. I know it's such an original way to get the band name, but that's kind of how it all started. We kept playing. We were actually a bunch of dudes just playing cover shows. That's when Athens used to have a lot of live shows in college bars and all around, where you play, 3-hour sets, cover music, stuff like that. And that's what we did. We started off playing cover tunes and I started writing some original stuff and we kind of went that route. That was the early days, the early days of Low Water in Athens, Georgia.
And you got to love that. And I like specifically how you came up with the name. That's pretty awesome. Now, you've had two successful releases, been on countless tours with major artists, and continue to receive great press. And you are an unsigned band, which is quite impressive. What do you attribute your success to so far?
Honestly, not to sound, I guess, cheesy or cliche, but it's been a lot of perseverance. We've had a lot of member changes early on, like most bands will do. And we just kind of didn't quit. We kept pushing. We kept strengthening our sound and honing in on a craft and just kept playing more and more shows. And that's the way, I guess, to keep moving forward, is you just got to keep playing. We would start booking our own tours. There was a website called Indie on the Move. I'm not sure if it's still around now, but countless countless hours in front of a computer and emails and phone calls starting off. And we'd book our own tours. We'd do a two or three week tour, on our own, just wherever. We would play anywhere somebody would book us. And that was always our thing. It's like, okay, we're going to do a 2 to 3 week sound guy tour or play in front of bartenders. But, we were able to get out on the road and make a name for ourselves, but also pay our dues that way.
Now, for other indie artists tuning in, what advice would you give them to help get their careers moving in the right direction?
I could probably tell a bunch of indie artists what not to do, because I could write a book on what not to do. And I think one of those things is to sell yourself short. And obviously you need to take opportunities that arise. And as a starving artist or as somebody who's starting out and really wanting to grow, just keep playing, play as many shows as you can. Build as much as you can and build as many contacts as you can make. And that's really what we've done, is just toured as much as we could. And a lot of the opportunities that came our way were from other tours or people that we met on tour, or especially people in the music business. We would meet while we're on tour because of the headliner or whatever. I've got a bunch of indie band friends that I have in Athens that are Some really good bands coming up now, some rock bands that are starting to show up in Athens now. And one thing I say is that you have to stay focused and keep playing and get a record out. One, you know, you've got to get a good record out. You've got to push the record and play as much as you possibly can.
And that's about as good of advice that one could get. Today we are joined by Mr. John Strickland of Lowell Water, an alternative rock band out of Athens, Georgia, here on the EU Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, John, it seems that you've spent the majority of your career on the road. How has this helped your trajectory as a band, and what tips can you give our listeners as to best practices while on tour?
It's one of those things where being on tour will definitely make or break a band. There's a lot of bands that'll go out on tour and they can't handle it, I guess. it's tough out there. The road is one of those things. You either love it or you hate it, and you either embrace the tour lifestyle and are able to do it, or it's not for everybody. So there's a lot of, there's several bands that I know that they'll go out and, they'll do a week tour and break up, you know, or do a 2 week tour and break up. I would just say there's that element of finding the right people in your band that are willing to pretty much sacrifice what you have and what you think you're going to have to be able to tour and pay your dues and get out there and show people around the country what you can do and give your heart on stage for sure.
Also, John, I'd be curious, what's next for Lowell Water? What's in the works?
As of now, I don't think I can announce yet, but we got signed with a major booking agency that we're really happy with. And they're on the move right now as far as getting us tours. And we're playing Athens this year, which is really nice. We're playing the main stage on a Saturday. And then we've got a couple shows coming up in August. And I believe that we're working for some July tours, August touring, September, October. We've pretty much set aside our schedule for constant touring until the end of the year. And then we're going into the studio again, I think October, November, to do another record.
That is phenomenal. Certainly sounds like exciting times, and you're in the right place at the right time, sounds like. Now, what is one thing that you want listeners and fans to know about the band and or the music that they may not already know?
That's a tough one, because I think everyone takes the music and the sound away differently. And really, as far as what the band has always been, it's just been honest, pretty much honest, raw rock. And we leave ourselves out there and are honest with the music. We're true to the music. The last two records, you know, we don't have backing tracks. We don't do a lot of, you know, gimmicks and things like that. We're just a four piece that, you know, four human beings playing music at the same time. So that's one thing that I think if people like the records, to definitely come see the live show, because we pride ourselves on the live show experience being more powerful and being more energetic.
Well, John, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Really has been great to get to know more about Lowell Water and how you formed and more what's going on. Looking forward to hearing from more of what's going on in your neck of the woods in the future. Where can listeners get all the details on the band and find out where you're on tour and also how they could pick up the music?
We've got a website, lowellwatermusic.com. We're all over social media as far as Facebook. Just go to Facebook, Instagram. You can listen to music on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, all the major, you know, online media outlets. But lowellwatermusic.com is the best way. That's our hub, you know.
Good enough. Well, John, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. You just heard from Mr. John Strickland of Lowell Water, an alternative rock band out of Athens, Georgia. And for all the details, visit lowellwatermusic.com. Now let's listen to a clip of Lowell Water's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye, and we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.